The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, indeed, 855-993-7569. The word funk seems to have taken, F-U-N-K, seems to have taken on a life of its own, right? I remember funky used to refer to something that smelled kind of weird, something smelled funky. So, you know, there was that. And funk was kind of a word that was kind of a cool word that if you had your funk on, there was something kind of cool about you. But I saw in a very sort of mainstream newspaper yesterday that the weather was... And being in a funk, I suppose that's where it came from. Being in a funk was that you were kind of in a blah mood. But I saw in the newspaper yesterday that they were describing the weather as the funk. So maybe that would be a fun thing to put up on. Although I'm wondering if we can keep it sort of family friendly, if words that have changed their, that have kind of morphed into something different than what the original concept was. I don't know. You think we'll run into trouble on that? Probably. We could try it and just, you know, sort of be willing to monitor it, I suppose. Or we could just trust that our listenership will be responsible.
Roll the dice.
You're sounding like you're not convinced as... You don't trust him as much as I do.
I don't know.
But then I, you know, trust the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy and everything like that, so who knows. All righty, 855-993-7569. It's National Lumpy Rug Day, which is certainly one of my personal favorites. It's National Two Different Colored Shoe Day. I actually did that once quite unintentionally. I was doing, just before my TV show started, I guess it was my first TV show, my first TV syndication show. I was going around the country, and I ended up getting to go to the Kentucky Derby. But I had to get up really early in the morning. I had this really cute outfit, and I had a hat that I carried on the plane with me, on a hat box on my lap so it wouldn't get squashed. And I had some... Kentucky Derby's a weird time of year in terms of shoes, because you can't really wear white, can't wear black. So I had some beige heels, beige pumps, beige suede. I ended up packing early in the morning, and so I ended up getting both shoes, but different pairs of each, so I ended up, people thought it was a style, so I'm very appreciative of that. 855-993-7569. Jan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Jan. What's on your mind today?
Well, I have been dating this guy for 5 years, and we've been living together for 3. And last summer, we got into a huge fight. I called you about it. And now, when we haven't really recovered from the fight. Like, we had problems before that. That was just like the blow-up.
Critical mass. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So,
what? Remind me about what the fight was about.
His daughter moved in and was staying with us for a little bit. She was working with me at the daycare, and I got really mad at him, and I wanted to hit him with my car.
Yeah, I don't think we hit people with cars.
I know. I was.
That's called manslaughter, vehicular homicide. Yeah. Good jail for that.
Right. No, I just like lost it.
Did you actually hit him with your car?
No, I was just, he went to go get out of it and I just wanted to back up and the door hit him. Like I didn't run into him. he dropped his phone in my car. I know that it sounds horrible.
Well, it does. I mean, if he, you know, if he was calling and saying he did that to you, people would be, you know, outraged. And the fact that, that you did
right.
to him, you know, the color of your booties doesn't really offset the danger here. All right. So when you say you haven't recovered from it, he hasn't, or you haven't, or neither of you have.
Well, we haven't really gotten along because I don't know. We just.
Are you back? Are you still living together?
We are still living together, but this is the main reason why I'm calling, is he has been doing remodeling a house, a flip house, and he told me on Monday that he just wants to move in, into there. He said we can still date, and but he can't live here because of the daycare, too, because he moved in with me. We were dating for a couple of years. He moved in. I have a daycare. He doesn't really have a space here, so, I mean, it's not that big. I
live Jen, do you think this is a long-term relationship or not?
I do, and that's why I'm kind of freaking out now.
Well, I think he's right. I mean, if the two of you continue the way you're continuing, I mean, you're gonna he's living in a place where there's no space for him. The two of you haven't gotten over the thing from last summer. I mean, this is the I think that the doom is inevitable. So moving out is probably the only shot either of you have. The question is, moving out is like the hole in a donut. It's really defined by the context. I don't think it's a bad idea, but it depends on how the two of you structure it. Do you own your house?
I do.
Okay. Look, if the roles were reversed, if you were moving into a place, let's say he did woodworking or something out of his house, and it was a house, is this the house that you lived in with your husband?
No.
No, so this has only been yours?
Yeah.
All right, but if you were moving into a place that you felt you were just kind of the border, I mean, that doesn't speak well for longevity. So I'm not suggesting you give up your business, but how are you going to work that so he feels that the place is his too?
Well, I don't have to live here. I mean, the daycare takes care of itself. It pays for... I make enough money to pay for this house and enough to make a living.
Okay, fair enough. So you could continue to hold that house as essentially a business, and maybe even rent rent a room in it or something to somebody as a caretaker who would sort of offset the mortgage or whatever it is. And then does he make enough money that he could go halvesies with you on a house?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. It would seem to me, is your question, what do I do now?
Yeah, what do I do now, and how do we go forward in our relationship?
All right, look, it seems to me, have you told him what you told me? Here's one of the possibilities. I'll keep the daycare here. I'll rent a room to somebody who can be a custodian here. Then we'll go and find a house to buy together. I wouldn't buy property with somebody until you're really committed enough to marry them, because essentially you might as well be married if you're buying property, because that's the issue about marriage, is it's really about property. So I wouldn't, if you're asking me would I buy property with him at this moment, no, it doesn't make any sense. The two of you are really not in very good shape. But certainly offering that to him, you have offered it to him or you have not offered it to him?
I said, I did.
His response?
He said...
When did you offer it to him?
He told me that he was moving out on Monday morning, like Wednesday night of not this week, last week. Well, today's only Tuesday. Last week.
So you offered this to him before he said he was moving out or after?
No, after.
That means, that's part. All right, hang on to the notion for a minute, and I'll be back to you in just a second. Cynthia, I'll get to you in just a second as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Jan, who has been with a dude for 5 years. They've been living together for 3 years. They had a major blow-up with some border, was some violence last summer that neither of them have quite recovered from. And he's now saying, I'm going to go live someplace else for a while. And as upsetting as that is, Jan, I don't think it's necessarily a bad solution. But It depends what the two of you do around that context. And I think the first thing I would do is find yourself a therapist, the two of you together. Because your offer to, which I think your offer to rent, or to, yeah, to rent your place and the two of you go find a place to live together is really appropriate. But he's going to view it as you're just sort of grasping at straws because he's saying he's out of there. And to a certain extent, I think he's right not to take you up on the offer, because while it's a valid offer and makes some sense in the long run, it ignores the elephant in the room, which is last summer, and the fact that it took him having a hissy fit for you to hear that he was really unhappy in this relationship. So the two of you need to resolve. Do you have anger issues? Or do you have a temper that verges into violence?
No. No, and actually, when I talked to you, you said that, I mean, I was a pressure cooker, and I just blew. I totally got it. I just didn't know why I blew up the way I did. But then after I looked back, after I talked to you, I realized how everything was so wrong for so long, and I was trying to make everything. No, it was just a huge mess.
Let me just stop you for a minute. People who have anger management issues fall into that category, that they don't deal with issues as they come up, so that they become pressure cookers. And the point about a pressure cooker is if you deal with issues as they come up, then they don't build up to a critical mass and they don't become explosive. And the reason people don't do it is because they're afraid that somebody won't like them, or they may be afraid of their own anger. But anger, when it's verbalized and discussed, and will dissipate. I mean, if the two of you could deal with issues. So hopefully, when I say you're a pressure cooker, what you understand is that that's your method of dealing with your anger, and it's incredibly dangerous. It's not good communication.
Right.
So have you in the last year been better able to talk about things when you're unhappy about them?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. And I have no problem with that.
All right, that's good. That's a major step forward. So, and hopefully that's something that he understands as well. Although, from his point of view, let me just sort of give you another perspective on this. You have this incident where you nearly ran over him with a car, and we sort of say, wow, I was really angry. So now, when I'm angry, I'm really just going to express it. So from his point of view, a year ago, you nearly ran over him, and now all you do is yell at him. Yelling is not fair. All you do is complain to him. So from his point of view, the last year has not been a whole lot of fun. Now, it's an inevitable part of the evolution of your relationship if it's to work. But from his point of view, it sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
That all of a sudden this woman that he thought adored him nearly, you know, seemed to want to kill him. And in the meantime, all she does is complain and tell him how lousy he is. So from his point of view, there has to be, and that's why I'm saying you offering to say, look, well, you need to have a place where that's yours as well. I'm going to rent this place. We'll go find a place together. The daycare issue will not be part of the living arrangement anymore. Would have been fine, but not as a stopgap gesture when he says, I'm out of here. Because then he figures it's just a matter of placating him at that moment. He doesn't have any faith that you really care about him or that you really do it. So it's the right idea but the timing's off on it. So what I would say to him today is this scares the living daylights out of me. I'm afraid that once you're gone, you know, we're over. And I don't, you know, I love you. I want to be with you forever. Even though I think that the last year has been tough on both of us. What I propose is I will get a list of therapists, and you can interview them, pick the one you like the best. The two of us go to therapy to figure out how to communicate better so that both of us know more about what's going on so that either we can go forward happily together, or if we can't, that at least both of us understand why not. With the idea being that after 6 months, by the end of this year, at the end of this calendar year, that the two of us will get married and own a house together and go forward. Does he want to get married?
He would if I wanted to.
Okay. Do you want to get married?
I really wanted to.
If you're going to own property together, you might as well. I mean, it's just
yeah.
But the point is then I think you're going to have to offer him something at this moment. And going to neutral corners doesn't sound to me a bad idea, as long as the two of you have some method for getting together and discussing the problems and solving the problems, hopefully. So I would go to him today and say, this breaks my heart, and there's a part of me that's just desperately afraid that this is the end, but I don't want it to be, so I'm going to fight like crazy for this, or maybe fight is the wrong word, but I'm going to put all my energy into making sure that you understand, number one, how much I love you, number two, where we go from here, number three, that I'll get some therapist's name and see where we get. And hopefully a year from now, the two of you will be in better shape, or the end of the year, the two of you will be in better shape.
Okay. Yep.
All right, but yeah. But again, from I'm good for you for being in a better place with your anger. But from his point of view, that isn't how it's going to feel. What it's going to feel like is she's still furious with me all the time.
That's exactly what he said. He goes, for some reason I just can't make you happy, and now I totally see it, because I'm like, well, we need date nights and we need this, and so I know.
But you're also going to have to make him understand what you value about him, because he doesn't get any of that right now. All he thinks is that you're mad at him all the time.
Okay.
All righty. Well, so you've got some work to do. You're very welcome. But again, I wouldn't panic. I think you can tell him that you're feeling panicky, but that you understand that having a little time apart is not necessarily a bad idea, as long as the two of you have a method for being together as well.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, kiddo. 855-993-7569. Cynthia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Cynthia.
I thought I was listening to you live, and inadvertently, I heard you say Mayday, so you didn't actually come on until 1 o'clock here. But your subject I was listening to was about the Freddie Gray and race relations and police and all that, and I just wanted to give you my take on it if you would.
Okay, sure.
I think that I'm not saying there's not a problem with race, but what I'm saying is I think that there is something more to it than that, because if you look at even the picture of the police in the Freddie Gray case, three of the six of them are black. I think it goes beyond race and more of power and they get calloused kind of situation. I'm not saying, like I said, that race isn't a factor, but
We need to take a quick break here. Come back, because I want to talk about that, because I think you're talking about something really important, that it may be black and white, it may also be blue. So let's talk about
there
that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Cynthia. Sally, I'll get to you momentarily. Cynthia, I think your point is well taken, that there are two problems that overlap. And what would be really interesting is to talk, because when I was thinking about your comment, and I'm trying to remember what I just saw the O.J. Made in America documentary, which is five episodes that are each an hour and a half, so it's 7.5 hours. And in one of the backdrop is the L.A. riots. And one of the interesting things about some of the footage is, just as you mentioned, there are African American police officers standing around watching this as well. So I think we have two separate problems that coalesce. One is race relations in America, which are certainly not perfect by a long shot. they're improving. Let me just give you a side note here, which is a little bit of a sidebar, and I apologize for it. But there's a documentary out called Germans and Jews. Jews and Germans, I think it's called. And I thought, oh, dear. And what it is a really interesting documentary about the fact that how does a country that's practiced genocide come into the 21st century? And how do people who were victimized by this country deal with it? And it turns out that about 200,000 Jews have moved into Germany since World War II, which I find startling, and the documentary does. But the point is all I could think at the time was, the United States needs to look at this, because how do we as a country deal with genocide, with race relations, whether we're talking about Native Americans, whether we're talking about African Americans, whether we're talking about internment camps. And the German example is, you got to admit that it happened before you can deal with something about it. And as recently as, I think, 1993 or 1996, the German chancellor said, we have to deal with this as a country, folks. We have to deal with responsibility for this. So I think that this country is inching, not as quickly as some of us would like, toward an acceptance that we've done terrible things as a country, and how do we accept that? How do we change it? But you can't accept it to take responsibility. So I think your point about the coalition of two events that are very disturbing and part of our culture are racism, but also the thin blue line, that sort of brotherhood of police. I think being a woman, being a person of color, in the police department is not an easy job these days, as we have a whole lot of northern military for that matter. So, but go ahead and talk with me about that issue about police versus the community, which I think is not only a problem, but I think it's a growing problem. I think it's going in the wrong direction.
History, there's been a barrage of police shootings, and, you know, I don't have to tell you, but it's easy to label it as black and white. But if you, like I said, if you look at the pictures, there's even a black female officer in the Freddie Gray, along with, you know, half of the police are of color, half of them are white. So you got to just look at that small picture and understand that there's more to it than race. My own personal opinion or story is, for everyone who says how great and brave cops are, there's another person like me who knows the other end of what can be and what is. And I'm not saying they're not brave and all that, but, you know, you got to know that there's not many jobs in the world that when you drive down the street, everybody gets parked the ways and gets out of your way because they're afraid of you. They're getting the, you know, ticket. Anyway, I can't cry and tell my story because it's not fair to my babies to get my word out, but I am white. My only daughter, Amber Nicole Jones, and my only grandchild, 3-year-old Georgie, the love of my life, were shot by the baby's father, who then shot 3 other innocent people who survived, and the police killed him. I seen the news story on the news, and I knew it was my daughter's apartment complex, so I called, no answer. I knew as a mother that this is my baby. I ran to the scene. The police would not help me. They kept yelling at me to get behind the line. I kept begging on my knees, please. You know, this could get drawn out, but long story short, after an hour and a half, I was afraid of leaving because if Georgie, my baby, were to come out of somewhere and I wasn't there, he'd be terrified. I couldn't find my baby. So finally, they wouldn't help me. They kept yelling at me. It started raining. I was in the mud. A SWAT guy came over with his gear on, the whole regalia. A friend of my daughter said, that's Amber's mom. He yelled at me, give me your hand. And I said, no, I'm scared. And he said, I don't have to do this. I'm being nice. And he grabbed my hand. He grabbed my husband's. He has a gun wrapped around him, so he had his hands free. And he didn't, it's not like on TV where they were so very, sorry to tell you this. I swear to God, as my witness, and my husband as my witness, that he yelled at me, your daughter. And he said that very loudly. So I fell to my knees and I said, my God, where's my baby? I don't know. I don't know anything about a baby. So he left. I went back to the police. It's been determined my daughter's a victim. Can you tell me where my grandchild is? They wouldn't help me. So I told my husband, let's just check every hospital. On the way to get the car, we ran into the, my husband ran into the police chief, told him my daughter's a victim. We're looking for our grandson. He said, well, you better hurry up and get to St. Vincent's tent. We ran to the hospital where we were taken into that room that nobody wants to be taken into. I got to go in and spend time with the love of my life, who is only three, and I couldn't even recognize him. He'd been shot. You know, it's horrible and graphic. But the only compassion I had that night was the nurse. The cop was standing there, mean, obnoxious, bitter. What do we call that word? Hardened, callous, you know. Not even like, oh, I'm so sorry. He's still just, there was no compassion from the police. It took 31 days for the police to come to my house. I counted every day. When he finally showed up, I said, oh, it's only been 31 days. He said, oh, I'm here to see if you have the login for the Facebook for the dad. I said, my God, you're still not here for the right reason. You know,
What did you want to say is
maybe, you know, I am also prior military, and when this happened, I was an elected leader in a position where every decision I made affected hundreds of people. Maybe had the police on the scene that night, the SWAT guy had said, like on TV, I'm so sorry to tell you or something, maybe I wouldn't be suffering from PTSD the way I am, where I have visions of that, you know, and I didn't even know my daughter had passed on the scene until I found a body bag in her apartment cleaning it. Nobody was compassionate. Nobody came and told me the story. It was just, I never heard from the police, you know, we're so sorry to tell you. And then even just to get my daughter's Pandora bracelet to bury her with it, they said no. As part of an investigation, they kept her phone. They kept, you know, things that they knew who was the perpetrator. They had killed him. So I finally had to have a sit-in at the police station, refused to move until I got my baby's basketball shoes and my daughter's bracelet and the telephone that belonged with me. Just every time I turned around, I was treated horribly. We're a middle-class family. You know, my daughter is a dental assistant. We're, you know, it has nothing to do with color or how rich you are, how poor you are. I think there needs to be some kind of training beyond. There has to be something to bridge the gap where they go into callousness and everyday occurrences. They're blind to the people. But I don't know.
I think you're right. Listen, well, let's not wrap it up. Let's because I think you have an enormously valuable point. And there is growing concern in the community of police officers that this is an issue. We did a story last year about a small town sheriff who instituted a SWAT team in his jurisdiction. He'd seen, this was following the LA riots, and where that was the first time that SWAT teams were used. And he said, "Well, this is a great idea," and he brought them into a small town. And 30 years later, they murdered his son-in-law, and so he is now on a campaign that says, we've forgotten the serve part of serve and protect, that we've become
there
a paramilitary.
Yes.
We've become a paramilitary organization that the community fears rather than trusts. And it's causing problems in the community. It's causing problems in the police force. We have a huge psychological problem with the police. And I think about 3 weeks ago, there was a story that 1,000 police chiefs have signed documentation saying, we have to look at this, that Chicago is now mandating cameras on police. Stay tuned with me for just a second, because I think you have an important voice, an important story that needs to be heard. Sally, I'll get to you. We have a whole other hour. I'll give you as much time as you need, I promise. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet. like B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking with Cynthia about a huge issue that affects all of us, and that she's feeling that the police were not particularly compassionate to her. Cynthia, let me just take a moment, and I'm not defending per se, but a couple things. First of all, in a crisis situation, as you know, being associated with the military, that you go into a different kind of mindset. It's very adrenalized. It's very focused. It's very, I suppose adrenalized and focused will do. It's a very specific kind of thing. And it's what you're trained for. It's in some ways, it's very dehumanizing because you're really being asked to do things that go against our natural instincts as human beings. And to switch that on and off, as you know, if you've been in that situation, is very difficult, if not impossible, and in fact viewed as not necessarily an asset, that you really want someone to be able to stay focused, to stay adrenalized, to be part of the unit, to have their, to have their buddies back, to turn off their softer emotions, to do what needs to be done.
Well, like there's different parts, different jobs, like hostage negotiators, that's what they specialize in. They need to have somebody on the scene for people like me.
I think you're right.
Had there been somebody like I'm, you know, speaking of, that is able to not be a part of the initial, you know, the adrenaline flow, whatever, they're sitting in the car in case there's victim's family on the scene, that they're not in that hopped up mood. You know,
I think you're correct. However, as you know, information in those situations is very hard to come by and often inaccurate. And the idea, understand that information has to be relayed, which means somebody who's on that front line either has to be separate from it, which means that they're a liability. And if they're focused on it, then they're focused because they have a specific job to do. So I hear what you're saying, and it's not unreasonable. I think it just may be somewhat impractical. But saying when there's a tough situation, that maybe in addition to the SWAT team, that there needs to be a care team that goes out that says, whether we're talking about crowd control. And maybe that's what we do, is we attach them not so much to the SWAT team and not so much to the officers responding to the first responders, but to crowd control of somebody that...
I'm trying to say, in the name of my babies, I'm not the only one. There's
I'm sure you're not.
Every day that's going to have to face
yep.
it, but a first responder's job is so important that it affects the victims and their families the rest of their life. Like
but Cynthia,
said,
Cynthia, let me just say... Darlene, let me say one thing to you about that, all right, just so we don't get distracted about it. Because I think you do have a really important message, and I think it's a time where your message may be heard much more so than it would have been heard previously, which is the trauma is not from a macho SWAT team guy. It's from the fact that your daughter and your grandson were murdered by... His father, your son-in-law. So that and if somebody had been really kind to you and sat you down and said, Cynthia, I have some terrible news, it wouldn't have changed anything. That the trauma isn't from how the message was delivered; it's the message. And
actually sitting there 2 hours in the mud, crying, and the police were yelling at me to get behind the line and didn't.
Cynthia,
it didn't confirm, you know.
But Cynthia, it didn't help anything. But it's not the source of the trauma.
I do know what I went through that night. And
no,
I
listen,
know
I'm,
that's
but
one of
Cynthia,
the main
look,
things.
Here, all I'm saying is I think you have an important message. And I think that the message is there needs to be some kind of liaison. And I think the police are understanding this more and more.
Like I said, all they had to say was, there's somebody here on the scene, you know, can you send somebody in here? I'll go over here.
They didn't have anybody, but they should. And I think that's your message. Not so much that these guys were jerks, because they had a completely different job to do, but that there needs to be somebody whose job this is to deal with victims. Because you're victimizing the victims twice.
I wanted to bridge, you know, what's going on with all these police shootings and everybody. You know, it's quick to say black and white, but like I said, if you look at all the things, like even the guy with the cigarettes in New York, I believe there was black officers involved in that too. It's not as easy as black and white is all I'm trying to say.
Well, I think it's two nasty situations that collide into a really awful situation, which is
racism. I just feel
racism
there needs to be more
and
training.
Well, but again, that's what I'm trying to focus you on, Cookie, because I think you have such an important story to say. Don't divert it by blaming these guys as much as saying...
Yeah, I don't want to blame anybody. I want to help. And just like I went to the mayor of Toledo Mayor Collins at the time and told me my story and said, I'd like to speak at these training places for first responders and, you know, let them know.
It can't be those.
They get on the scene.
Cynthia, it can't be. It has to be a different set. The first responders have a completely different job. But the crowd control, which are second responders, that's where it has to happen. It will not ever happen, and it cannot happen with first responders.
Well, the mayor was on board with me, you know, speaking my story wherever, and he ended up passing away. If you look up Toledo mayor, and it just unexpectedly in the beginning of his term.
But I think your ally is probably as much police chiefs who are really, they're struggling with this on a general basis as well of how do we regain. When I was a kid, and probably when you were a kid, there were days where police officers would come to your school and talk about the police officer as your friend. Those don't occur anymore. They don't exist, and they have to, because otherwise what we have is a we versus them armed paramilitary force that we are supposed to trust and we can't. So your message is really important, but you can't put it on the first responders. It'll never happen. It can't. But on the second responders, it can, and it's the perfect time to do it. So go and talk to, you know, I would even write to, there's a national conference of police chiefs, because I spoke at it once. You've got such an important message. Focus on that, because I think it's really important. It's part of that community outreach. It's part of a sensitivity to the fact that you cannot make your police department separate from your population, or you've got a really dangerous, not only paramilitary, but increasingly military force. And this isn't a country that will tolerate it. So it's such an important message, and I'm so glad you called. Don't give up on it. And the fact that one of your mentors went to the great political rally in the sky shouldn't stop you from it. But I think you're going to have to focus on
PTSD land right now, and don't know what to do with myself. I can't even work.
This may be one of the ways of dealing with it, of seeing about. You know, can I put together a presentation about this, about saying, you know, here was the problem, here's what a solution would be.
I don't want them to go in vain, so I think you're right. And I thank you very much.
Okay, kiddo. Thank you very much for your call.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
855-993-7569. Sally, I'm going to start with you. Please stay tuned. I'll have Jacob come and give you a pep talk, and we'll be right back with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.